We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Eagles and Seahawks, and joining us right now, well, if you were looking for like probably the top media personality in Seattle right now, like Reese, you would probably look at Brock Heward, 710 ESPN. I've seen him a bunch this year doing the game analysis on the ESPN college football.
Oh yeah,
and I know he's real good, and he's on, like I said, with Salk on ESPN 710 in Seattle, and he joins us right now talking a little Eagles Seahawks. What's up, Brock?
Oh, that's how you do it. Try to be all nice, right? Like Ike tried to say all nice things. Like you didn't want to just kill me back in the day when he was with Michigan State. Oh yeah.
No, we already talked about that.
He's great. Oh, he's great. Oh, I love him. Yeah, he's great. No, he's terrible. I can't stand him. I hate the Seahawks. Come on. Give me that brotherly love stuff. Hey. Don't fake the funk on me.
Well, it all depends on how this game turns out Sunday. we don't know. Right now, we feel pretty good about the team, Brock, so we're spreading brotherly love to everyone.
You should. I mean, do you guys have a weakness? I looked at, like, rush defense, total defense.
Funny you
rush
say that.
Offense. I mean, is there any weakness right now? Is there any vulnerability whatsoever in the best team in the NFL?
Wow.
Well, the NFL!
He's good, yeah. First of all, I'm not
going to... He's baiting us, by the way.
If we do have weaknesses, I'm not going to tell you what they are. No, in all seriousness, we can't find any either, Brock. Yeah, so, you know, it's almost like we got to pinch ourselves sometimes because the team has exceeded a lot of our expectations jumping out to this 10-1 record here in the NFL. But we're a little surprised that, you know, they take this trip out there to Seattle and two straight home losses for the Seahawks. I think that has me a little more surprised than anything. So I would ask you, have they lost that sort of home field advantage of having the 12th man out there? Is it still that intimidating sort of arena to play in for teams to come in out there?
Yeah. I guess a good question. I mean, it still is an amazing place. And I don't know if either of you have ever been out here for a game, but you know,
I played out there a couple of times.
Yeah, and you'll hear it from everybody, all the commentators that come in. You know, we had Al Michaels on our show this morning, and Al has been there and done it everywhere and anywhere. And I said, does it really kind of juice you guys up come into this? And he said, yeah. I mean, Sean McDonough said the same thing a few weeks ago to us, that voice, that extra voice in the broadcast, which is that environment and is the noise, is still there. I don't think that has changed at all. The team on the field, that has changed. You know, they're not as physically dominant in any way compared to what they used to be. They don't intimidate people anymore. You don't have Cam. You don't have Sherman. The offensive line was a total mess. I think it's getting better with Dwayne Brown, but they don't impose their will. And that is what they did for years and years and years and years. And when you're a team that can impose your will, you win on the road, you're going to win four or five, maybe even six games on the road, and you're going to run the table at home. And you're going to win 13 as they did and be the number one seed back in the day. They're not that team anymore. They cannot impose their physical will on people. They're still dangerous. They're still very talented. Russell Wilson's having the best year of his career. And then, frankly, I think they could beat just about anybody in their building. But as we realized a few weeks ago, they can also lose to just about anybody in this league in their building. And that's the biggest difference between this team and some of the predecessors.
Brock Heward, former Seahawk quarterback, 710 ESPN with a radio show out there now. And you do the preseason games, the color on those games. So there's no better to talk Seahawks than with you, Brock. So I guess the games that I've seen, and a lot of them have been like red zone, you know, watching red zone kind of in and out, or if they are a national game, is there's just something missing with the team this year. And I know now that they actually have a bunch of guys on a bunch of big guys on IR on defense, you can't run the football. And Russell Wilson, we know, is the leading rusher on the team. But who's going to be running on Sunday night? Who? It's an undrafted free agent guy?
No, I think it's going to be Mike Davis, who they got from San Francisco this last offseason. He was a mid-round pick from South Carolina for the Niners years ago. You know, he's got six carries on the season before he hurt his groin. Anybody that plays running back going to get hurt. C.J. Prosek got hurt. Eddie Lacy got hurt. Chris Carson got hurt. They went through like 92 guys last year. So, you know, that is what you that's the biggest difference as well. Not only imposing your will physically, but, you know, when you just can't run the ball. And you take Russell Wilson out of the equation, and their yards per carry, I believe they'd be 30th, 31st, to just over 3 yards a carry from their running backs. And, yeah, and it's a major problem. And they're going to still try, and Mike Davis and Tyler Lockett and Russell and the whole crew and J.D. McKissick, you know, they'll try to do it kind of with all hands on deck. But unlike your outfit, where you've got four different backs with four unique skill sets and the best offensive line in the league, they don't have that here. And because of it, well, Russell's carrying 83% of this offense. 83! Carson carried 71% for you guys in an MVP kind of season. Russell's having to carry 83% of it. That is the most of any quarterback in the Super Bowl era. It's not sustainable, and it's why, you know, it's been a bit problematic for them up and down in nature this season.
Well, talk to us a little bit more about that with Russell Wilson, Brock. He is shouldering just about everything over there on that side of the football. The offensive line is struggling to protect him. He has impressed me at times this year with his escapability. And I know it cost him at times, but he's also made a hell of a lot of big plays, being able to keep plays alive. When you look at his career and the year that he's having, would you say this is the best year of his career?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. Yeah, he's third in the league in passing yards. He's third in the league in passing touchdowns. He leads this team in rushing. Without Russell Wilson, they would be, they're 7-4 with him. I mean, I don't know if they win three games right now. I think he's that big of a difference, that old baseball statistic of wins above replacement. Mm-hmm. I mean, this team's 3-8 without him. So he makes that big of a difference, like Aaron does in Green Bay. Russell maybe even more because of what he has to do in the run game. The best case in why the Seahawks are even in this spot is he's been able to remain healthy. You know, a year ago, he had a high ankle sprain. He had an MCL. Other guys would not have played. He did. And any other last doubters there were about Russell Wilson, they were silenced a year ago with his toughness and his will and his desire to even play as banged up as he was. This year he's healthy. He's making people miss. He's elusive. And that will be one of the biggest keys Sunday night. And I'm sure every day on that practice field this week, Philadelphia is doing the same thing and studying the tape of the Rams and the Cardinals and those teams that have contained him. And you better not run by him. You better not rush past him. You better not blitz by him, or he's going to make you pay. And to keep him in the pocket and just suffocate that pocket, I think that'll be one of the biggest keys for the Eagles Sunday night.
Hey, Brock, what's your feel for the game? We know Las Vegas feels that the Eagles are a big favorite, 6-point favorites, which is almost not believable that it's gotten up there. But yeah. What's your feel as far as the game and the outcome? Not asking you to give a final score or anything, but I mean, do you feel like the Eagles come in there and they're looking good?
Yeah, I think the Eagles are going to be ahead by 14 points, 13 points in the second half, and then it will be whether or not they continue to step on the gas and do what they've done to others, or if they get a stop here and then Russell scores a touchdown and the place just gets ignited and all of a sudden there's that belief that no matter what this team is up against, they have an ability to respond. I think the Eagles will take a lead, and a significant lead, and then it will be upon, you know, Russell and this team cutting it loose and playing with no fear. And then really, you know, to me, that's about the last test left here for Philly. They're complete in every phase. They run it. They block it. The QB's a stud. They stop the run. They make big plays defensively. Everything is there. So for me, the only thing left this week and in L.A. is, you know what, when you got a lead, can you finish somebody? And Shield Kapadia, who's in your market now, was with us at ESPN in Seattle. You know, he tweeted out earlier in the week, and it's a great stat, over 160 games, the Seahawks have been within one possession of every one of those games but two in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's 99% of those games, you know, with Russell and Pete. They're going to be in this game in the fourth quarter, and can Philly just slay the giant when it matters the most in the final 15 minutes when this game will be decided?
Wow. Quickly, how good are the Rams from what you've seen?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Now, they don't have, to me, some of that championship DNA yet that the Seahawks team still has. I think, Jared Goff has been, to me, the biggest turnaround story in the NFL this year. The comeback, I don't know if he's going to win comeback player of the year, because that usually goes to a guy that's gotten hurt and bounced back, and there's other candidates. But as far as, like, if we would have talked before the season and then talked in week 13 and you were to say to me, oh, Jared Goff has got the Rams in first place and he's thrown for X, Y, and Z and he's in the top 10 and da-da-da, I would have said no way. Not the guy that I saw, both at Cal and then even last year. Not the guy I saw, but he is. And he, and Sean McVay and staff and Whitworth, the left tackle, and all the other pieces around him. But, yeah, they're good, and that front is dominant. And unlike the Seahawks, they can impose their physical will on people at the line of scrimmage on both sides. And what a 1-2, man. I would love to be in your market. I remember being in this market in 2012 and 13 with a young quarterback and a complete team and riding that wave as you guys are. Man, it is unbelievable emotionally. So have a blast, and these next 2 weeks will tell, I think, so much of the story.
Well, hopefully we'll get the results that you all got out of Yeah, we'll take one for sure. We'll take one chip, yes.
Right down Broad Street, right?
That's right.
They've already got it figured out, man. They've been waiting a long, long time for that as well. And I'll just say this, I've not hardly even talked about him. Carson Wentz is one of my absolute favorites. I think he is Andrew Luck plus. He came out, obviously, in a very different situation, not the hype, not the hysteria of Andrew Luck and Stanford and Jim Harbaugh and Neil Heisman and yada, 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 yada. But I think he has shown you physically and mentally and emotionally what an absolute rock he is. Seattle has one in Russell Wilson. Philly has it in Carson Wentz. And because of it, we're going to have these dialogues, I think, for years to come.
Brock, you're the best, man. Thank you.
Look forward to it, brother.
Appreciate it. We'll talk again.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
There's Brock Heward, man. See,
he's the best.
Yeah, he is. And he's saying, like, right off the bat, he's coming in and be like, man, I don't see a weakness. We didn't even ask him if there was a weakness. He actually said it unsolicited. Because no one will say this team has a weakness because I don't know if they do.
Yeah. Well, we tried to find one.
We did
one,
the show. Yeah. We couldn't get anything.
What did we say? Special teams or something?
Yeah, special teams. Yeah, the kick coverage hasn't been stellar.
The return game is in great.
Yeah. 888-729-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.